Hey out there, everybody, and welcome to Caffeination 095. Yes, this is the hooky edition. Yesterday, was not feeling up to recording it and had a lot of issues here at the Caffeination headquarters, so we're going to try and iron all them out, explain a little bit, and hopefully give you a pretty good show. We are five away from 100, and we're still looking for suggestions on what we should do. We've had suggestions about having a co-host on, one that, you know, from another podcast or something like that. And that's something we'd be interested in, something we might want to look at. We've had a couple ideas around here. We might try and do a giveaway, but you know, we're not sure what we want to give away. And in order for us to give away something, somebody's going to have to give us something, because we're not in the financial straits to say, oh yeah, we're just giving away five iPods or something like that. Although it would be cool. I'd like to have an iPod myself at this point. So we're one of the cash-poor, content-rich podcasts out on the internet right now. So we're trying to find some neat, innovative way of celebrating our 100th episode, as opposed to just saying, hi, welcome to Caffeination Zero, or, I know I'm going to screw that up, hi, welcome to Caffeination 100. Yeah, you will hear that. There will be some bells, there will be some whistles, but I don't know what else we're going to try and do. We might try and get somebody in from another podcast, like I said. We'll see what we can do with that. Keep the suggestions coming in, please. That's caffeination@gmail.com. If you're looking for this show and you're finding it over at the stream at the Tech Podcast Network, then you can find it at www.caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. All right, everybody, apologize that the show was not out on its normal evening on Sunday. Had every intention of putting the show out, started putting it together Sunday, and the computer just kept crashing. So, you know, I made a couple little modifications. There's a couple little things that are going wrong with our main computer here at home, and didn't really feel like trying to record it on a laptop at any point in time. So we're going to give this a shot. If this works, and you can hear this explanation and, you know, basic backtracking as to why you're not getting your normal episode, then everything should be fine. Hopefully I'll be able to post a little bit of an update tomorrow. This is being recorded on Monday, the 8th of 2007, so yeah, already in 2007, I think we're as late as we have ever been for any number of podcasts all throughout 2006, so we are starting this year off absolutely wonderfully. And one way to start it off wonderfully is to talk a little bit about our sponsor. This show is proudly sponsored by GoToMeeting. Try it free for 45 days. These days, whether you're in business or you simply want to share something with family or friends, email and voicemail just aren't enough. That's why you should try GoToMeeting, an online meeting solution that will revolutionize how you communicate with your business associates, family, and your friends. GoToMeeting makes it easy to provide training and share information with coworkers, family, and friends. All you need is your PC, an internet connection, and a phone. You invite people to meet you online, your attendees see your computer screen on their monitors, and best of all, you can meet as long as you want, as often as you need, for only one flat rate. But don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Free for 45 days. No credit card is required. Just visit GoToMeeting.com, click the Try It Free button, and type in the promo code PODCAST. That's PODCAST. That's GoToMeeting.com, the Try It Free button, and the promo code PODCAST. Try GoToMeeting free today. All right. Hope everybody out there is having a wonderful work week. We have not as of yet started our work week here. The wife and I had off Friday and Monday, so that's another reason this is the hooky edition. And I was actually supposed to be doing this show a lot earlier in the day, but hey, we hadn't seen our son all weekend, so it was kind of a nice day to, you know, sit there and play with him. He's doing a whole bunch of laughing, so I was like, you know what, this is a really good time. So this is actually going to be a content short show, so there's a couple little tech tidbits, a little bit of general information, a little bit of caffeinated bits that I want to throw at you. But what this is the episode that I promised you. This is the episode where we're going to take the best of the music from last year and hopefully reacquaint you with some of the artists if you haven't been around for the entire history of the Caffeination. Hopefully you're going to like this. These are the top five artists that we haven't played yet already. So, I mean, I think we've played three artists, four songs that just stuck in my head were songs of the year, you know, Code Monkey from Jonathan Colton and a couple other things, but there's some really good music that I noticed the other day, because I have all the PodSafe music that we've played, almost 180 tracks, on my iPod, or my iPod Nano, rather. I wanted a large iPod. I have the iPod Nano because it was a free gift from Apple, which was fun, but Yeah, I know. Now I'm sounding like a tool, but still. I use the iPod both in work and at home as kind of like a movable storage unit as opposed to just the music player. So not having that extra, you know, 18 gigs of storage to walk back and forth to work, it's kind of cramping my style a little bit. So I really wish that I could have gotten my old iPod functioning again. But still, I digress, and you don't really want to hear about all that. You want to hear about what we have going on in Tech Tidbits. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to throw out the Tech Tidbits, do the general information, do all 5 songs, and then throw the couple little bits of caffeinated stuff, and then send you on your way today. So that's just a little overview as to what you're going to hear. All right, right now, in case you were unaware, CES, the Consumer Electronics Show, is going on, so there's huge amounts of information flowing, and I cannot keep up with all of it. You probably cannot keep up with all of it. There's one, however, little bit of information which has been floating around. I've been kind of irritated by it. Now, you see, Sony's doing the whole Blu-ray player thing, and Microsoft, a whole bunch of other people are doing the HD DVD thing. I like the Blu-ray player for one reason. I like it because it has a massive amount of storage on there, and that's a really good thing for somebody in my line of work. I'm in tech, so if I can store more files on one small disk, then that makes my life a little bit easier. Yeah, it's going to take forever to burn, but still, I mean, it's, you know, having the ability to have 25 gigs on one CD-looking object, one Blu-ray disc, is very cool. I think the HD DVDs only hold up to like 9 or 10. Gigs on a disc, which is still a lot more than what they have now, but still, it's not enough to be compelling for a backup medium. Sorry for the pop there, but now the other thing is the movie thing. Now, here's what irritates me about this whole format war concept, and I wasn't around for the whole VHS Betamax thing, and I'm not sure if specific studios endorsed Beta over VHS, but this just irritates me. It's like, why would any studio, unless you are a Sony studio, why would any studio restrict themselves, oh, we're only going to be releasing things on HD DVD, we're only going to be releasing things on Blu-ray? You're already restricting your sales to the small percentage of people who wish to take sides at this point. Most of the consumers out there are like myself, and they're saying, you know what, I'm going to hold off, first of all, until the players aren't $1,000, and secondly, I'm going to hold off until you pick one, because I'm not jumping in. Everybody's been burned a little bit too much. And this is even showing up even in the console war. There's less and less exclusive titles for different places, so or for different consoles. So it used to be that if you wanted to play a certain game like Metal Gear Solid, it had to be on a PlayStation. If you wanted to be on something play Halo, it had to be on an Xbox. Well, that's still the same because Microsoft owns the company that makes Halo. So any game that's produced by Microsoft, you're only going to find on the Microsoft system or a PC, which is going to be turned out to be really interesting if they let you to game from Gears of War to your PC, like, you know, play somebody who's using Gears of War on and play somebody who's using an Xbox 360. Sorry, a little bit of foggy there. I knew what I wanted to say, just couldn't get it to shoot out there right. So I don't really understand, you know, the concept of buying a player this early. If somebody out there has already done it, I mean, please let me know. I mean, I know there's a whole high def rush, but, you know, and I have the 360, and at one point it was hooked up to a high def TV, but it's not right now because a video game system apparently doesn't belong up in the living room, according to my wife, so it's downstairs in the basement. That's fine by me. It gives me a little bit more chance to play it, but still. I don't know. A high def TV is not something you go to Walmart and you pick up, you know, on a whim. You can pick up an extra TV for your house on a whim. I mean, because that's more people are likely to have $200 disposable income to buy a 25-inch normal standard definition tube TV than are likely to have $700 to $800 disposable income to spend on a high def TV. Yes, the picture is gorgeous. Yes, it's unbelievable to watch sports in. But you know what? There's not a lot of high def programming out there. I mean, there's a lot more than there was a couple years ago, but it's you really have to have the disposable income to make that jump, and then everything you can do is in high def. So since the majority of the TVs out there are not really high def, they're not really supporting that kind of standard, then why would you go next gen with your movies? Most people are just making the complete switch over to DVDs. My wife's grandmother received a DVD recorder for Christmas, and her first comment was, "Oh, that's great. How do I play a tape?" that's the kind of gap you're looking at here. You're looking at somebody who wants to use their VCR as they always have, because they know how to do it. It's very simple. It's a tape system. You throw it in there. Yeah, the quality degrades over time, and a DVD recorder is probably better, but they still have an archive of this old media that they're not just going to throw away. Sorry, that's the baby monitor. Actually scared me. We may be living in a society which is willing to throw away cell phones every 2 years, but we are not living in a society yet where you're willing to throw away the same movies that you're planning on purchasing. You know, my parents have a library of somewhere around 200 or 300 VHS tapes. You are not going to get them to only watch DVDs. They might watch a lot new. They might only buy DVDs from here on out, but they're always going to want to be able to watch the VHS tapes they bought. First of all, because some of the tapes were hard to get. Secondly, because, I mean, they have them. There is no need to buy the White Album again, as the famous line goes from Men in Black. CDs are good enough for most people. You've already gotten people to switch to more and more portable forms of entertainment. You're not going to get people to switch from one disc to another. It's just not going to happen. I mean, this is a long extended rant on format wars, and I hope you kind of understood where I'm coming from. So if you really didn't, let me just boilerplate what's happening for you. Entertainment companies are trying to force you into upgrading and changing the way that you watch movies. They want you to throw out or basically stop using your DVD player and use the new Blu-ray or HD DVD because it has a higher resolution picture. The picture looks nicer, the picture looks cleaner. There's a whole bunch of changes that are in the works. However, they're not really, and so it gives you more time and more space on the disc for extras and stuff like that, but they're not really providing a new service when you look at it, because they're replacing one disc with another. You replace a tape because a tape wears out. I have yet to see a DVD wear out. I know that it can happen, but it's incredibly rare. So, I mean, you're not going to get people to do that, to make that kind of jump. So, alright, that's my little thing on the format wars and hopefully explaining it. So, for serious CES information, you should really head on over to the Tech Podcast Network, of which we are a proud member. If it's tech, it's here, and they have plenty of information from over at CES. Everybody's covering the bigwigs, you know, Microsoft, Sony, whatever else is displaying things over there. Everybody's covering all the little bits of information that are flying out of the main camps, and people are trying to dig deeper, because, I mean, there's not just Microsoft, there's not just Sony there's a whole bunch of different vendors there. I mean, even the smallest little four-person company who has a new gadget or gizmo coming out, they're there. So what the Tech Podcast Network is trying to do, specifically Todd from the Geek News Central Podcast and Andy McCaskey from /.review Podcast, both fine shows, and I heartily recommend that you listen to them. They are there doing video interviews with gentlemen from the smaller companies, the off-the-beaten-track kind of thing, so you can see some of the cool stuff. One of the things that I saw that they had was actually a interview with a company that is doing a karaoke system that works with your video iPod to throw the lyrics up on the screen. Kind of cool. So hopefully you'll enjoy heading on over there. That's techpodcasts.com. That's TechPodcasts. So if you're anything like me and you can't spell, there you go. That, by the way, I don't know if I ever explained this. That's the reason that I spell everything on the show. I am horrible at spelling. Like when somebody says, oh, it's techpodcast.com, I was like, okay, is that tech podcast or tech podcasts? And I know I speak quickly, so I feel if I spell it out, TechPodcasts, then you might end up going there and say, okay, that's the right website. Or if I go to Caffeination is spelled incorrectly, and that's on purpose. It's the Caffeine Nation is the derivation of the from whence I got the name of the show. So that's CaffeinaTion.com. That's this website. So hopefully you'll understand. Caffeination has an EI instead of an I. So, all right. We've been trying to do something that we had working at one point here. This is filed under Home Network Trials and Tribulations. What we're trying to do here is we're trying to get my computer and the videos that are currently on it, you know, the different stuff I got from Red versus Blue and the different interesting videos that I've saved over the time, and we're trying to play them on the Xbox 360. This is possible. However, they changed the software that you're supposed to do it with. So it's no longer Windows Media Player, apparently. It's now the Zune software. So I had to try and download and install the Zune software. Now, here's a couple things that I would recommend doing. First off is not downloading the Zune software. Just hold off for right now. You might want to wait until they actually come out with a better version of it. I don't know what they thought when they did this. It's freezing on me every time I open it up. Even though I said it should not associate itself with all the files, basically, if I double-click on an MP3 right now, it doesn't open up in iTunes like I want it to. No. It opens itself up in the Zune playback software, which, as we said, promptly freezes the computer. I mean, I have a significant amount of music on this computer. I have over 30 gigs of MP3s. I have over 7,000 MP3s on the computer. At the same point in time, it also indexes all your pictures and your movies. On my computer, I have probably 16 gigs of pictures, both with work purposes and with family memories and such. And then again, I have, I don't know, a lot of movie files on here. I mean, all the funny movies that I used to see online, I would download the clip. So there's probably around 400 or 500 different files that are just movie files on here. So, I mean, when it's trying to encompass all that stuff, I guess it's just freezing up. Maybe I didn't let it sit long enough, but I mean, it's really irritating to use. And I just wanted to kind of put like a general information blip out there. You really need to hold off installing the Zune software. First of all, it took me 3 times to actually install it. And now whenever I open up iTunes, I get an error because iTunes, for some reason, doesn't have permission to make itself the default player for audio. So it's I'm just beside myself at this point. It's like, all right, what should I do here? So I'm waiting until they release a fix for Zune, or I might just try and uninstall it and see if we can get that to work. But I'll let you know. I'll keep you posted on that. And if I ever actually get the videos to play on the Xbox like I had at one point working, maybe a firewall screwed it up, I don't know. But if I ever get that working, I'll let you know how that works as well. I'm actually going to make a whole blog post on how to do it once I can, because I know there's a lot of people out there who have Xboxes, who have computers at home. I'm running a legitimate version of Windows. I'm running all legitimate software. There's no reason I should be having these problems, theoretically. So we'll just see where that goes. And then finally, I just wanted to direct everybody to the fact that Macworld started today. No real big information, no real big news, but tomorrow is the day that everyone's waiting for. They're waiting for that pregnant pause that comes in the middle of the Steve Jobs keynote address, where he announces either the new technology, the new programs, the new whatever. So odds are he's going to update the iLife suite and the iApplication suite to 2007 versions. So there's going to be new features and spiffy stuff that he's going to fly around and do it. He's probably going to have a celebrity endorsement for that. He's probably going to, or almost definitely going to debut an iPhone and an iTV concept device. We're not sure if he's actually going to sell them or not right off the bat, but still, we're waiting. And then, of course, after Macworld's over, there's always, oh, and one more thing. So we'll see exactly how that works. I mean, I'm not a fanboy of anything by far. I get irritated at large companies and how they push people around nonstop, but I love the showmanship involved in the Apple lifestyle. I hate the snarky comments and the snarky commercials that they've been throwing out there. You know, the I'm better than you attitude. You're not better than me. You just wear a different kind of shirt. So, I don't know. I get irritated by their advertising, but I love their products on the one hand. I don't like being locked into the iTunes way of life, but at this point, you know, several hundred dollars into the iTunes library, there's not much else I can do, so I'm waiting for... There's actually a couple lawsuits now. It's for Apple to try and open up their system to allow it to play on other devices, which would be very good for me. So we'll see if that works out. And that's about it for Tech Tidbits. I know it was a little bit longer than I actually thought, but I wanted to give you a full explanation of my feelings on the format wars that were coming out, and kind of give you an explanation of why I've been so frustrated with everything around here. That Zune software is really screwing up a lot of the stuff that I'm doing here for the podcast, because I can no longer just double click something and play it on iTunes. Now I have to actually right click on it and open it up in something else. So, all right. A little bit of general information. As always, I said we are a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. We're also listed over at Blueberry. That's blueberry.com, BLUBRRY. It's Blueberry without the E's. There's a whole bunch of stuff over there you can check out. You can see all the people who listen to this show, and you know, all four of them. Just kidding. But you can see all the people who listen to this show and then see all the shows that I listen to. I'm going to be heading back over there this week to make sure I update it to my latest playlists. And then you can head on over to my personal blog, and hopefully see some updated content this week. Apparently, the post that I wrote last week never really showed up, so I'm going to have to troubleshoot that just a little bit. And if you're listening to this feed in iTunes, if you were actually downloading this in iTunes, I wholeheartedly apologize. Apparently, there is a problem with our feed, and no one told me. No one really found it. I don't know what version of iTunes it was affecting, but when I tried to download my own podcast at work because I wanted to listen to something, it was notoriously slow, and then it said cannot locate feed. So I was like, okay. It took me about 6 hours on Saturday to fix that, and finally it was like, this has been happening since episode 91, so there's 4 episodes that people are probably going to end up having to catch up on once it gets updated at iTunes. So still kind of interesting. Hopefully that'll work out for everybody. Anyway, my personal blog's over at www.puzzlepiecepro.com/blog. There's a link over at the show notes at caffeination.com. That's caffeination.com. All right, now up for our best of the best from 2006. This is the Lascivious Biddies and their song Famous. Now, they are made popular by one of the shows over at the Pod Show Network. That'd be the Daily Source Code with Adam Curry. But they are an awesome band of females who have a great sound, great voices amongst them, so I heartily recommend that you give this song another listen if you haven't already heard it. Again, there's the Lascivious Biddies with Famous.
I want to be famous. I want to wear minks and satins and pearls. I want to be famous more than just any old girl. I want to have eyes as blue as the sea. I want all the people to look at me. I want my own show on TV. I want to be that girl. I want to be famous. Eat out at Sardi's, have parties at Spy. I want to be famous. Go to Paris on private flights. I want to have lovers by the score. Movie producers knocking down my door. This is the fate that is in store for me. Oh, when I'm famous, I will wear a gray trench coat and fake red hair, so they all will know that it is me. When they see me, how they'll smile, hand me photographs to sign. Sorry, babe. Talk to my assistant. I want to be famous.
Famous.
Tabloids will print what I eat. I want to be famous. Who I do will be news on the street. Then when I'm old, I'll have a ball. They'll be shocked that I'm living at all. When I enter, the guests will fall.
Famous,
better than all of my friends.
So much better than all of her friends.
I want want to be famous, lonely and alone at the end. I'll end up bitter and ugly and old, not just my body but also my soul. But a legend is my goal, and a legend I'll be.
So yes, that was the Lascivious Biddies and their song Famous from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. What we're doing in today's episode is we're actually going to be debuting and showing all the different artists and all the different ones that I've picked out for the show. And we're doing it with a link directly to that artist's homepage as opposed to the direct link over to the PodSafe Music Network, because I think, you know, the artist deserves to get a little bit of traffic for this. I mean, more so than a little bit, you know what I mean? They are the reason, so hopefully the replay value heading on over to that artist's website, you can really go over there and check it out. Some of them have a rather large catalogs to enjoy, to peruse, and hopefully to purchase on their account. So I'd heartily recommend that you support these artists. And then let's see, after the Lascivious Biddies, and I really hope you like that song, it's one of my favorite on there, we have an artist we've played several times here on the Caffeination, a wonderful, wonderful song here, and it's stuck in my head for absolute days. This is Daniel Link with his song 4 AM Slam Over Coffee.
On the surface, I seem like a pretty nice guy, generally accommodating, you know. Say nice to meet you, cause it's always good to give the benefit of the doubt, because even on bad days, I guess. Sometimes, I'm like a bowl of Rice Krispies, you know, snap, crackle, pop. In the end, I'm just, I don't know, a little soggy, I guess. It's good to have a piece of toast, slightly burnt, on the side. Speaking of toast, there's nothing like a good party to liven things up a bit. A couple of shots eases moods, relieves stress, promotes flexibility. I don't drink anymore. I drink a lot of coffee though. It keeps me alert, on top, focused, centered, involved, awake, aware, open, thinking, talking, regular buzzed, hyperactive, interactive, stimulated, isolated, yet integrated, agitated, stressed, fried. Maybe it's the sugar. My friend Michael doesn't ingest sugar. He plays flute. Oh, there he is. Hey, Michael. My friends Donnie and Vicky are vegetarians, so when all of us get together for dinner, there's no meat and sugarless dessert. Oh, and no alcohol. I don't drink anymore. Anyway, that's a lot of fun. You see what I mean about flexibility. We talk about the divine nature of the universe, creativity, music, art, black bean enchiladas, lack of turkey, both baked and wild. We're all so very now, so very zen, so politically correct. Though we don't talk about politics, I'm rambling. Like I said, I'm a pretty nice guy, as long as I'm big on small talk and small on big ideas. I get along with practically anyone. It's the difference between talking nice and saying what you mean. Try it at home. That's where it really pays off. I'm usually not this cynical, but it's 4:20 a.m. mid-November. I'm drinking coffee, and coffee gets me aware. Of course, the perfect antidote to all of life's problems is gratitude. And I'm grateful for my friends, my family, my music, and my health. My cat is now chewing on the edge of this paper. Better hand me my words and me. And I'm grateful there are people who really understand and want peace in this world. And I'm grateful it's 4:21 a.m. so I can watch the sunrise. Oh, it's cloudy. Looks like rain. Better still, because I'm even more grateful for the rain.
Again, that was Daniel Link with his wonderful song, 4 a.m. Slam Over Coffee. I've I've received a couple emails from Daniel. He's a great guy, and hopefully you can head on over to his website. That's daniellink.com. And the first one was actually biddiesmusic.com to hear the lascivious biddies. But, you know, he's a great guy, great song, and that's just one of those songs that sticks in your head, has a real good funky beat to it, has a real good narrative running through it. So definitely great stuff coming out of his mouth and guitar. So hopefully you should head on over there and check that out. Then the next artist we have up here is actually one of the people who started the PodSafe Music Network. It's one of the first pieces of PodSafe music that I actually heard. It's an artist whose music has been featured on things like The Sopranos and the WB, a couple WB shows and stuff like that. The now defunct WB, might I add. But still, this is this is Monk with his song Pod People. So here you go. Here's Monk with Pod People.
Yeah.
So again, that was Monk with Pod People. Hopefully you're enjoying this. We only have two more to go. The next artist we have up here is Ethereal. She is an absolutely wonderful talent, puts out really good music. And out of all of her tracks that I've played here on the show, I think I played two or three of them, and all the music that I've listened to on her MySpace page and you know, just checked out that she's done, this is one of the best songs. I don't know why it is that this one stays with me, but this is a very haunting song. It's a very good, rather different from the first couple that we played here, but here's Ethereal with her song Persephone. Hope you like it. Again, that was Ethereal with her song, Persephone. You can find her over at etherealvox.com, and she has a MySpace page. That's myspace.com/etherealvox. Last time I looked, her website was not up and running in its entirety yet, so you should definitely head on over to her MySpace page. Hear a whole bunch of her different songs. You can get information about her albums, her writings, whole nine yards. Great stuff coming out of Ethereal. So let's see what else we have on here. The last song that we have here that we've picked for honoring on the Caffeination out of our first year of existence, we've picked the song from the Clintons called Fan of the Bean, and not just because of what it embodies the entirety of Caffeination. It is one of these songs that I would say is the pinnacle of PodSafe music. It's just one of those songs that sticks in your head. You know that if this song was being played on the radio, everybody would know it. This is one of those songs that gets in your head, it sticks there, it stays there. So it's great stuff from the Clintons. So you can head on over to their website. It's theclintonsband.com, because I'm pretty sure theclintons.com was probably taken up by another notable family, but still. Theclintonsband.com and their wonderful song, Fan of the Bean. So again, here's the Clintons with their song, Fan of the Bean. Hope you like it. I know I do.
That's a prize to pay. I tell you about a blondie who was really hot. I tell you how she broke me, but I'd rather not. Instead, I'll tell you about my trip to Vegas, hanging out on the strip. I tried my hand at poker, but I lost my grip. I had a few too many, now my brain's gone soft. Maybe fear and loving wasn't too far off. It's got a stranglehold on me. It's got a stranglehold on me. I'm addicted to caffeine, and today I'm not a fan of the bean. I think it's obscene. I'm addicted to caffeine, and today I'm not a fan of the bean. There's no real emergency, so why this sense of urgency? Day can't keep going without it. It's a love, hate, hate, love, love, hate thing. So I bust up the whooping stick and step outside. A mustard full of ladies goes cruising by. Stereo's pumping up the B&L mix, but I can't chase them till I get my fix. It's got a stranglehold on me. It's got a stranglehold on me. While I think it's obscene, I'm addicted to caffeine, and today I'm not a fan of the bean. It's obscene, I'm addicted to caffeine, and today I'm not a fan of the bean. It's got a stranglehold on me. 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 I'm addicted to caffeine, and today I'm not a fan of the bean. I think it's obscene. I'm addicted to caffeine, and today I'm not a fan of the bean.
Oh, no, no, today I'm not a fan of the bean. Today I'm not a fan of the bean, yeah.
So again, that was the Clintons with their song Fan of the Bean, and that has been the best of the music from 2006. Not to say that we didn't like other stuff that we played, but this is just some of the stuff where, you know, when I'm scrolling through my playlist, I said, you know what, I need to listen to this today. I have to listen to these songs today. These are just great pieces of music that really should get a lot more recognition than they already do. So hopefully you'll help to spread the word and, just keep passing it along. We have a little bit more information for you today, then we're going to hedge on out here, as this has been a much longer episode than I actually anticipated. Then again, I wasn't anticipating a 20-minute rant at the beginning of this, or 20-minute rambling rant, shall we say. First up, we have here a little thing they have. It's how to make flavored vodkas. It's from over at... apparently I didn't actually put the right link in there, but we will. It's how to make flavored vodkas. It's from over at one of the how-to wikis. It's a wonderful little service they have over there. What it basically is, it's like, how do you do this? How do you do that? You know, they have it, and it runs the entire gamut of... It runs the entire gamut of information, like how not to get eaten by bears, how to camp safely, how to infuse vodka with flavor. Well, that's an interesting one. That's actually the one we're supposed to be talking about today. So what it does is it goes through the entire way that you can take vodka and make it flavored vodka. It's a very common thing that people are doing now. But what we're trying to do here, what we'd like to do to the... to this idea is we'd like to make coffee-flavored vodka. Now, according to this website, the flavored vodkas are actually called schnapps. So I've had coffee-flavored schnapps before, but I really want to make my own coffee-flavored vodka. So all it's basically saying to do is you take the vodka, you put what you want to flavor it into it, leave it alone in the dark for about 5 days, and then you... and give it a swig. So what we're going to do here is tomorrow we're going to be taking some vodka that we have laying around here, and we're going to be doing it two ways. We're going to have one where we're just going to drop a bunch of whole beans right in there. It says you can actually, if you want to enhance the flavor, put a little bit of sugar in there. We'd like to try and enhance that flavor, so we're going to put a little bit of sugar in there, probably about a teaspoon. And then we're going to just put it away. We're going to try it with just coffee beans, and if that doesn't work, we're going to try it with ground coffee. So I'm not sure if I want which way I want to do it yet. I'm going to do a little bit of thinking on it before we actually try it, and I will report back to you all with the results, both the taste and the color, and I'll get put pictures up and stuff like that. And the only other thing that we really had to report on you today, report for you today, was pretty good news. Apparently, McDonald's in the UK is actually going green with their coffee. So they have 1,200 restaurants in the United Kingdom and Ireland, and they're going completely green. So all of their coffee will be certified as environmentally friendly. So it's going to be all right. There's not going to be any pesticides or stuff used. The only thing that I'm confused about, and it's going to be fair and equitable treatment of the farmers on the coffee plantations that they're actually supporting, which is awesome. I mean, it's like the next step in fair trade. It's when large companies actually take social responsibility for what they're doing. It's great stuff. Sorry about that, but it's great stuff there. But the only thing that I'm curious about is why they didn't make the move in the United States. It's that they wanted the PR, or that their laws were becoming tougher over there. I'm not sure. We'll see exactly where this goes. I think it'd be a great step for here in the United States, because one of the things that I've noticed is Starbucks at one point got a lot of publicity for being a vendor of fair trade coffees, but it's only probably like 3 or 4 coffee flavors at their restaurants at any given point in time. So I was like, you know what, it's a lot of hoopla, but they don't, it's not an entirely supportive idea. So I was like, you know what, we're going to give a little bit of information about that. So hopefully you enjoy that. This has been Caffeination 095, Caffeination 95, only 5 left until the little buzzer there. So we'll see what happens. If you'd like to send us any information, comments, suggestions, feedback, hate mail, whatever else you'd like to do, it's caffeination@gmail.com. And our website is www.caffeination.com. That's where you can find it if you're listening to this podcast on the stream over the Tech Podcast Network. Our MySpace.com account is MySpace.com/caffeination. Big surprise there. And our personal blogs over at PuzzlePiecePro.com/blog. So thanks for listening today, everybody, even though it's a day late. Thanks for listening, and stay caffeinated, people.